I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up next with Elspeth Hay, and this time a shepherd, his dog, and their sheep.
Until the other day, I'd never thought about how an animal's diet affects the way farmers control them. When we talk about the differences between farm animals raised on grass versus grain, we usually focus on health or nutrition. But there's also a set of relationships that's lost when these animals follow the sound of grain in a bucket instead of grazing.
So this guy is, he'll be 2 in November. This is Quinn. So yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send him off to his left. He's going to go around the sheep, and hopefully he will then bring the sheep back to us. So let's see.
Quinn is a border collie, and I guess I should introduce Simon Thorold, too. He's the shepherd. As soon as the sheep see Quinn move, they start moving, too. Dogs, humans, and sheep have been working together like this, raising grass-fed lamb for thousands of years. Here's Simon.
So they came from the border. So that was the hills and mountains between England and Scotland on that border. And so that's why they're called border collies. And they've been bred, you know, intensively for hundreds of years now. But the thing about border collies is that they're not bred to any standard in terms of looks, in terms of conformation. They're only bred for how good they work sheep.
Working sheep means moving the animals. Border collies essentially act as tamed predators.
Steady.
Like wolves, they make eye contact with their prey and use their eyes to direct the sheep. Of course, unlike wolves, border collies have been bred not to eat the sheep and to follow human signals.
It's really about putting commands on things that they would do naturally anyway. And so the trick is to match that particular behavior with a command that you give them. And so what I would do if I was training, I might go right to the sheep and then I'm going to ask him, but then use my body to suggest which way he would go around. And so he gets the idea, he just associates that particular behavior with that command. That sounds reasonably easy, and
not really.
It's actually harder than that. And the hard thing is not so much, right? What he has to be able to do is not just take a command when he's close to me. And like a lot of dogs, you can get very good control over if they're close to you. These guys have to take a command half a mile away, right? And so that's what's so cool about border collies is not so much that they've got any more trainable, but they're just trainable at a distance.
Distance is important when you're a shepherd. Simon and his co-shepherd, Diana Wickman, intensively manage 13 acres of pasture, moving their roughly 45 sheep every few days between quarter and half-acre plots. This is called rotational grazing, and it allows pasture to recover between visits, spreading soil fertility, preventing erosion, helping the land sequester carbon, and, of course, producing delicious, healthy meat. Some sheep farmers do this on thousands of acres with thousands of sheep. But even on their small farm in Falmouth, Simon says without the help of a border collie like Quinn, this kind of intensive management would be next to impossible.
Anytime you have to get the sheep into a relatively small area, then they're really invaluable. And the other time is we'll be coming up to breeding time in November, so we have to get all the ewes together. And then we have to separate them out. Different ewes will go to different rams. And so that's really great. Our operation is small enough that, you're never a long way from a shed or from the pen. But you can imagine, you know, where I come from in New Zealand, there are stations with 30, 40,000 sheep on, 10,000 acres.
Most American farms start their lambs on grass and then finish them on grain. This makes the animals bigger with more fat, but gives the meat a bland, less characteristic flavor. Simon and Diana have had to feed their animals some grain this year because of the drought. Most years, their meat is 100% grass-fed. Simon likes the more pronounced, grassy flavor, the taste of home. And he loves working with Quinn.
Quinn will actually, he's got all this hundreds of years of breeding. He knows sheep really well already. And he might blow off a command that I give him. And if he does it, it's probably because he actually sees something that I don't. And so, that's awesome. That's the really cool thing is when you start to develop a relationship and with the dog. The really good ones are just partners.
For WCAI's Local Food Report,
before we...
I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can visit Peterson Farm and watch them work, which is an amazing thing. And we've got a link to learn more about them on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.